cherche. Un dimanche sur deux, on improvise sur Radio Galère pendant une heure. 3000. On écoute des cassettes, on écoute des films, on écoute des oiseaux, on écoute des bruits, des improvisations musicales, on écoute des improvisations radiophoniques. Pas de programme, que de l'impro, c'est Perche 3000 tous les dimanches de 20h à 21h sur Radio Galère 88.4 et radiogalère.org.
Thank you. Oh, man. pig.
Pig. He's a fucking pig.
Oh, that's gross. What are they gonna do to that pig anyway?
Huh? They think it's shut up!
James Lennox?
Yeah, who wants to know?
Arkansas State Police.
I want you to call Daryl.
What for?
I want you to find out if he knows anything. If you think he does, you gotta hang up the phone, because that means the police have told him and the phone's probably tapped.
Tap the phone? What are you talking about?
Come on, Thelma, murder one and armed robbery?
Murder one?
Uh-huh.
We can't even say it was self-defense.
Well, it wasn't. We were walking away. We got away.
Yeah, but they don't know that. It's just you and me there. I'll say you raped me and you had to shoot him. That's almost the truth.
Won't work.
Why not?
Because there's no physical evidence. Can't prove he did it. We can't even probably prove by now that he touched you.
God. Law is some tricky shit, isn't it? Hey, how do you know about all this stuff anyway?
Besides, what are we gonna say about the robbery? There's no excuse for that. There's no such thing as justifiable robbery.
Right, Louise. Yep. Where'd you get this?
Stole it.
Dickinson's husband.
Excuse me. Shit twice, fall back in. Yeah.
Where'd you get the $6,600 in cash?
Friend. We spoke with a gentleman today who says he delivered very close to that same amount to Miss Louise Sawyer. Do you know her, too?
yes, sir. Yeah, I believe she's the woman driving the car.
He said he took her to a motel in Oklahoma City. He also says that at that time he met a man. He identified you through a series of mugshots. He also told us that you and Mr. Dickinson seemed close. Is that true?
Well, sir, you might say we had a meeting of the minds, yeah.
Are you aware that Mrs. Dickinson and Miss Sawyer wanted in connection with the murder?
Murder? What, Thelma? Well, damn.
Did they ever indicate that they might be on the run from the law?
Well, you know, sir, now that you mention it, it might have seemed a little bit jumpy.
You know what?
What?
You're starting to irritate me.
Yeah, me too.
That'll happen. Say, you two boys have a lot in common. Maybe I should just step out of the room for a sec.
I got a better idea. you mind if I speak to him alone for a minute?
What? What'd I do? Nothing, that's what. Finish him. This is a crock of shit. Mr. Johnny fucking Law.
Son, I got a feeling about something, and...
Yeah?
I just want to ask your opinion. Do you think Thelma Dickinson would have committed armed robbery if you hadn't taken all their money? Get your foot off that table. Cat got your tongue?
No, nah. Well, how you know I took it? How you know they didn't short me?
Don't you fucking lie to me. There's two girls out there that had a chance. They had a chance. And now you've screwed it up with them.
No.
And now they're in some serious trouble. And I'm gonna hold you personally responsible for at least part of it if anything happens to them. I got no feeling for you. Now, you're either gonna tell me every damn thing you know, so there's a small chance I can actually do them some good, or I'm gonna be all over you like a fly on shit for the rest of your natural life. Your misery is gonna be my goddamn mission in life.
Yes. Okay?
Yeah. That's right. We understand you.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Dickinson.
Yeah.
If you just hang on, I want a word with you.
Like your wife.
Come back here! Hey, come back here, you little shit! Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here, come on! Come on, get
in! Calm down, dear.
I'll kill you!
Ladies?
Fill her up. There you go. Excuse me, do you have a phone? Thank you. Thelma, listen up now. If you even think knows, I mean, even if you're not sure, I want you to hang up. You understand?
More time.
What? All I said was hello.
Hey, Louise.
Hi. Let me talk to the police.
What do you mean? There's no police here. Hey, where are you girls anyway?
Just wait, Daryl, will you let me talk to whoever's in charge there?
How do you know they're...
Hello, Miss Sawyer. I'm Investigator Hal Slocum, Arkansas State Police. How are you?
Well, I've been better.
You've been careful with that gun.
Yes, sir, no.
Girls are in some hot water. You're both okay? Neither one of you hurt?
Oh, yes, sir. We're fine. We're both fine.
Good. You want to tell me what happened?
Sure, over coffee sometime. I'll buy.
I want you to know, neither one of you are charged with murder yet. You're just still wanted for questioning. Although now, Mrs. Dickinson's wanted in Oklahoma for armed robbery.
No kidding. Look, we gotta go. I'll call you back, all right?
Miss Sawyer, I don't think you all are gonna make it to Mexico.
We should talk. Please, I want to help you.
Shit. God, that J.D. kid is a little shit.
What?
Thelma, how did they know we're going to Mexico, huh? How'd they know that? You told that thieving little shit where we were going?
Oh. I just told him if he ever got to Mexico, he should look us up.
Oh!
But I asked him not to tell. I mean, I thought he would not tell anybody, you know?
Why?
I didn't think he'd tell anybody.
Why? I mean, what's he got to lose except my life savings, of course? Oh, shit! Thelma, goddammit!
Look, I'm sorry, Mina.
Oh, goddammit, Thelma. Look, up until now, we had only two things going for us. One, nobody knew where we were, and two, nobody knew where we were going. Now, one of the things we had going for us is gone! Look, Thelma, you just gotta stop talking to people. You gotta stop being so open. We're fugitives now, right? Let's start behaving like that.
You're right.
Thank you.
I was wondering.
Listen, little boy. Of course I want you to go. That's what's worrying you. Please don't think.
No. I wasn't worrying about that. I knew you'd want me to take the job, sure. But...
Julie, let's get married.
God, this is beautiful.
It surely is.
I always wanted to travel. I just never got the opportunity.
You got it now.
I don't need the East Coast anymore.
Oh.
Hey, look. Look who it is. It's that guy. I'm
just
adoring.
Ignore him.
I'm your Captain Max Diver! Goddamn Trooper of Love!
Thank you.
What?
What?
Marlon. What about him?
Nothing. Just look on his face.
What?
It's you wasn't expecting that. Suck my dick.
Tell me it's not funny.
I know. It happened to you, didn't it?
What? What are you talking about?
In Texas. I mean, that's what happened, isn't it? You was raped.
Look, I'm warning you. Just drop it. I'm not gonna talk about that. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about it.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah. Okay, Louise. It's okay. It's okay.
Doing? He's kind of walking this way. Hello, officer. Is there a problem?
You want to let me see your license, please?
Right. Here it is.
You want to take it out of your wallet, please?
All right. I told you to slow down. Officer, I told her to slow down.
She did. How fast was it going?
About 110.
Oh.
You want to get out of the car, please?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Come with me, please.
Yes, sir.
Is this your vehicle?
Yes, sir, that is.
You want to get in the car, please?
Yes, sir. Front or the back?
Yeah. You want to take off your eyewear, please?
Yes, sir. Am I in trouble, officer?
As far as I'm concerned, yes, ma'am, you're in a lot of trouble. Hello, this is 98. You want to step back and get in your car again, please?
Officer, I am so sorry about this. But would you let go of that? Now, I really, really apologize, but would you put your hands on the steering wheel? See, if you get on that radio, you're going to find out that we're wanted in two states and probably considered armed and dangerous, at least I am, and then our whole plan is just going to be all shot to hell. Luis, take his gun. Take his gun, Luis. Right there.
Hey, I'm real sorry. Excuse me.
Want to step out of the car, please?
Now, I swear, 3 days ago, neither one of us would have ever pulled a stunt like this, but
you was ever to meet my husband, you'd understand why. Won't put your hands on your head, please? Louise.
What?
Shoot the radio. The police radio, Louise. Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Sorry. Got it.
Okay. Want to step to the back of the car, please? Louise, get the keys.
Stop, I hit.
Air holes. Open the trunk. Step into the trunk, please.
Please. I have one of the kids, please.
You do? Well, you're lucky. You be sweet to them, especially your wife. My husband wasn't sweet to me. Look how I turned out. Now go on. Get in there.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Excuse me. Oh, wait a minute, officer. Could I have your belt, please? Extra ammo.
Oh, good idea.
And could I trade glasses with you, maybe?
Okay.
That it?
Uh-huh. Okay. Officer, I'm real sorry about this.
I apologize also.
Go. You ready?
Did it.
No, I know it's crazy. I just feel like I got a knack for this shit.
I believe you do. Drive like hell.
You know, the one thing I can't figure out is whether these girls are real smart or just real, real lucky.
Don't matter. Brains will only get you so far. Luck always runs out.
We still going to Mexico?
Yes.
Then aren't we going in the wrong direction?
Well, I figure if you take a state policeman, shoot up his car, take his gun, and lock him in the trunk, it's best just to get on out of the state if you can.
I heard that.
Hey! 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 Get my car! I think I fucked up. I think I got us in a situation where we both could get killed. Damn, I don't know why I just didn't go to the police right away.
You know why. You already said.
What'd I say again?
Nobody'd believe us. We'd still get in trouble. We'd still have our lives ruined. Know what else?
What?
That guy was hurting me. If you hadn't come out when you did, he would've hurt me a lot worse. And probably nothing would've happened to him, because everybody did see me dancing with him all night. They would've made out like I'd asked for it. My life would've been ruined a whole lot worse than it is now. At least now I'm having some fun. And I'm not sorry that son of a bitch is dead. I'm just sorry it was you that did it, not me.
Hello?
Let me talk to Slocum.
She wants to talk to you.
Hello, Louise.
Hey.
How are things going out there?
Weird. We got some kind of a snowball effect happening here or something.
You're still with us, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're somewhere on the face of the earth.
Well, we're not in the middle of nowhere, but we can see it from here.
I swear. Louise, I almost feel like I know you.
Well, you don't.
You're getting in deeper every moment you're gone.
Would you believe me if I told you this whole thing was an accident?
I do believe you. That's what I want everybody to believe. Trouble is, it doesn't look like an accident, and you're not here to tell me about it. I need your help here. Did Harlan Puckett?
I don't want to talk about it.
You want to come on in?
Don't think so.
Then I'm sorry. We're going to have to charge you with murder.
Now, do you want to come out of this alive?
You know, certain words and phrases just keep drifting through my mind, things like incarceration, cavity search, death by electrocution, life imprisonment, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So do I want to come out alive? I don't know. I think we're gonna have to think about that.
Louise, I'll do anything. I know what's making you run. I know what happened to you in Texas.
Come on, Louise. Don't blow it.
You got it.
Give it to me.
Cannot do, sorry.
I'm the only one she's ever spoken to, Max.
You're no good to me now. You're no good to me. There's nothing you can do for me now.
I don't want anybody losing their heads. You know what happens? The volume gets turned way up, and the next thing you know, these girls are going to get shot.
What? You're not going to give up on me, are you? What do you mean?
You're not gonna make a deal with that guy? I mean, I just wanna know.
Selma, I'm not making any deals.
I mean, I'd understand if you're thinking about it. In a way, you got something to go back for. Jimmy and all.
Jimmy's not an option.
But, I don't know, you know. Something's, like, crossed over in me, and I can't go back. I mean, I just couldn't live.
I know. I know what you mean. Anyway, don't want to end up on the damn Geraldo show.
Yeah.
They're charging us with murder.
Ooh.
Yeah, they say that we got to figure out if we want to come in dead or alive.
Gosh. Did he say anything positive at all?
Call that. My eyes are open.
Me too. I feel awake.
Good.
Wide awake. I don't remember ever feeling this awake. You know what I mean? Everything looks different. You feel like that too? Like you got something to look forward to?
We'll be drinking margaritas by the sea, Mama Sita.
Hey, we could change our names.
We live in a hacienda.
I want a good job. I'm gonna work at Club Med.
Yeah. Now, what kind of a deal is that cop gonna have to come up with to beat that?
Have to be pretty good.
Have to be pretty damn good.
Big dick!
Ah!
about ready to get serious?
I think so. Follow up.
Where are you going?
Fresno.
We've been seeing you all over the place.
Why don't you take off those shades? I want to see your eyes.
Yeah, I've been seeing you, too.
Yeah, we think you have really bad manners.
Yeah.
Yeah, where do you get off behaving like that with women you don't even know? Huh? Huh? How'd you feel if somebody did that to your mother? Or your sister? Or your wife?
Huh? What are you talking about?
You know good and damn well what I'm talking about.
I mean, really? That business with your tongue? What is that? That is disgusting.
And oh, my God, that other shit of pointing to your lap. I mean, what is that supposed to mean exactly, huh? I mean, does that mean pull over? I want to show you what a big fat slob I am?
Yeah, does that mean suck my dick?
You women crazy.
You got that right.
We think you should apologize.
I ain't apologizing for shit.
You say you're sorry.
Fuck that.
You say you're sorry, or I'm gonna make you fucking sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
I bet you even called us beavers on your CB radio, didn't you?
Yeah, sure did.
Damn, I hate that. I hate being called a beaver, don't you?
You gonna apologize or what?
Fuck you!
I don't think he's gonna apologize.
Nah, I don't think so.
Tall, 120 pounds. Suspect, Thelma Yvonne Dickinson. White female, DID 11-27-56. Red hair, green eyes. 5'10" tall, 130 pounds. Both subjects armed and extremely dangerous. Approach with caution.
New Mexico and Arizona on felony warrants for armed robbery, kidnapping a law enforcement officer, assault with a deadly weapon. Suspect driving, Louise Elizabeth Sawyer, white female.
Think that's all?
I don't know. I don't think so. Better get off just in case.
Good friend.
You too, sweetie, the best. How do you like the vacation so far?
I guess I went a little crazy, huh?
No, you've always been crazy. This is just the first chance you've ever had to really express yourself.
Good driving.
Thank you.
goddamn Grand Canyon? Isn't it beautiful? Yeah. Something else, all right.
Women are armed, Hal. This is standard. Now fall down. These boys know what they're doing.
Place your hands in plain view. Any failure to obey that command will be considered an act of aggression against us. I repeat, turn your engine off and place your hands in plain view.
What are you doing?
Giving up.
Max, you gotta do something! How many times, Max? How many times did we gonna be fucked over?
Hey, listen! Will you pull yourself together now and listen to me? You calm down. Don't make me sorry I brought you.
Damn it!
I repeat, cut your engine off and place your hands in plain view.
Okay, then, listen. Let's not get caught.
What are you talking about?
Let's keep going.
What do you mean?
Go!
You sure?
Yeah.
One.